Thank you. This is CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, and CJLO 1690 AM, CJLO.com. I'm Ari, the show is Past Tense, and the last song was West New York by Gray, GRE/AY, off of Sound of a Sinking Ship. Before that, Clockwork by Welted off of their album Smile, and the first of the three was Charlotte by Slint off of their album Tweez. Really like the pairing of Gray with Welted. I think West New York might be my favorite song off of Sound of a Sinking Ship. I was really into that album a few months ago. I like that little packet of songs. Recently, I watched the documentary about Slint called Breadcrumb Trail, and I think it gave me a new appreciation of the band. I mean, Spiderland is already one of my favorite albums of all time, probably. Really significant one for me that probably influenced my taste a lot. And then that documentary, however, gave me, I mean, a greater appreciation for Spiderland, but also a different appreciation for the album Tweez, which I guess I never really got into. But the understanding of it is sort of like a, you know, the first culmination of these young guys' like musical output, and then also a lot of messing around at the studio, particularly coming up with like the vocal bits that got added over top and were really just like studio experimentation. And kind of the overreaching hand of like Steve Albini. So it also made me really curious about the re-release or like de-Albini'd version of it that was released within the last few years. I haven't given that a listen yet. I thought that was kind of vain when I first became aware of it. But I also now appreciate that it's actually like probably a very different approach to the music. And I'm kind of curious about like what the small changes are between them. Watching that documentary really, really impressed me. I mean, really, I knew that these guys were essentially kids when they did all this stuff. But it was really impressive. It was interesting to like peek into the people behind this stuff. But I think it also made me realize, I guess, like how inspired I've been by albums like Spiderland. And that, I mean, I'm not a musician. I like to write. But I think the feeling of certain songs like you have on that album have left like a really significant impression on me, probably on top of a lot of like novels and poetry that I've read, you know, kind of gave me this image of what I was like kind of maybe like chasing after. And I didn't really come to appreciate that until like feeling so blown away watching this documentary and having it make me kind of rethink my appreciation of this music. So anyway, definitely recommend Breadcrumb Trail. It's up on YouTube presently. But here's another song.
Since list. just like a frail Porsche, so close to giving in. And I hold on, feels like a train spin. Oh, I got a lot of those still waiting.
This is CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, and CJLO 1690 AM, CJLO.com. I'm Ari, this show is past tense, and the last song was Suffer Debt by Truth Club off of their album Running from the Chase. Before that, Rubber Man by Stitch off of their album Bright and High. And Birdshot by Shallow Water off of their album There Is a Well. Yeah, Stitch was the band that I came across most recently out of those three. Truth Club before that, recommendation from Cameron at CJLO. And then Shallow Water, whom I saw play last summer with Golden Star here in Montreal. Really fantastic. I heard a little bit of a sound in Stitch that reminded me of Shallow Water, some like kind of trills on the guitars on one of the songs. I'm not sure if it was Rubber Man or something else, but nevertheless. Yeah. Stitch, again, very excited because they're actually I think they're from Victoria, Vancouver or Victoria. I think I came across them because I was following some like mini label situated out there, and I was really impressed by that album. That came out within the last few months, I think like 2 or 3 months ago, March 10th, I think. Really good, more or less exactly up my alley, and also really exciting to know that that like brand of music is being played around with over there. It's not siloed off elsewhere, but I mean, it's kind of cool, also frustrating that I see like this, I'm going to call it like dynamic post-hardcore-esque post-rock. I always think I'd have like a better term, a shorter term, but it's popping up all over the place across Canada. I feel like Stitch is an example of it in the West Coast, Fencing and Tarp in Winnipeg, and then we've got our own here in Golden Star in Montreal. So yeah, it's really cool to see that sound being played with by all sorts of people. And I mean, it obviously varies a lot between these bands, but I mean, like, slow, willing to be sparse, cathartic music. I don't know. Really, stuff that I like, I guess I should say. Yeah, there's going to be more of that vein in that... Oh, geez. More like that coming up. Stay tuned.